This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Johnson & Johnson's long-awaited vaccine appears to protect against COVID-19 with just one shot. Not as strong as some two-shot rivals, but still potentially helpful for a world in dire need of more doses. J&J said Friday that in the United States and seven other countries, the single-shot vaccine was 66% effective overall at preventing moderate to severe illness. In a teleconference, Johnson & Johnson Pharmaceutical Research Chief Dr. Mitai Mamin said Friday the vaccine is very effective against the most serious COVID-19 symptoms.
Disease that caused people to be feeling particularly ill at home, and might result in them seeking medical attention after that.
The vaccine worked better in the United States, 72% effective against moderate to severe COVID-19, compared to 57% in South Africa, where it was up against an easier-to-spread mutated virus. The head of the World Health Organization on Friday called for international cooperation on the manufacture and rollout of coronavirus vaccines. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus stressed that vaccines were a limited resource at present.
Now, vaccines are giving us another window of opportunity to bring the pandemic under control. We must not squander it.
His statement comes against the background of a dispute over coronavirus vaccine deliveries in Europe and developing nations worried that they won't be able to access vaccines in the near future. Speaking in Geneva, Tedros said that vaccine nationalism might serve short-term political goals, but it's ultimately short-sighted and self-defeating. You can find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Amid a standoff with congressional Republicans, President Joe Biden is trying to convince the nation that his $1.9 trillion COVID-19 rescue plan is a bargain compared to the potential damage done to the world's largest economy. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The GOP is balking at the cost and wants to break the package into smaller chunks. The White House is refusing, with the president saying every bit is needed to help suffering Americans and avoid more economic damage.
The risk is not doing too much. The risk is not doing enough.
Sitting with him in the Oval Office, a slight variation from Treasury Chief Janet Yellen.
The price of doing nothing is much higher than the price of doing something and doing something big.
With the pandemic limiting travel, the White House is taking what it says are creative steps to boost public pressure on the GOP to act now and is leaving open the possibility of passing a bill with no Republican support. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A World Health Organization team is in Wuhan, China, for a long-awaited fact-finding mission on the origins of the coronavirus. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
WHO team members and Chinese officials have had their first in-person meeting at a hotel before the WHO visited a hospital where the first COVID-19 patients were treated a year ago, according to China's official account of its response to the initial outbreak. It was at Hubei Provincial Hospital of Integrated Chinese and Western Medicine, where a doctor first reported cases of what was then known as pneumonia of unknown origin on December 27, 2019. WHO said earlier on Twitter that the team requested detailed underlying data and planned to speak with early responders and some of the first COVID-19 patients. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Biden administration says it's going to work to improve and enhance relations with Iran. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says restoring limits on Iran's nuclear program is a top priority, and that means getting back to diplomacy that can put the program in a box. Then he says the Biden administration can turn to reining in Iran's regional ambitions. Speaking at an event hosted by the U.S. Institute of Peace, Sullivan says Iran's other bad behavior is going to have to be addressed, but a critical early priority has to be to deal with what he calls an escalating nuclear crisis as Iran moves closer to having enough fissile material for a weapon. Ben Thomas, Washington.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.